The Search. Starring Charlie Ruggles, Barbara Ruick, Dennis King Jr. in The Search. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
Do you believe that at a certain date on the calendar, we automatically become old? Our search for a full and useful life is ended? Well, I don't. And in our story, Charlie Ruggles, who plays the part of Ed Jennings, is a man who believes the search is never over.
Hello? Who? Oh, yes, just a minute.
Your friend, Mr. Potter, down the street. Shall I tell him to call back?
No. I'll talk to him, Joni. I'll talk to him. Yeah. Finish my breakfast anyway. Thanks, Joni. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Hello, Frank. Huh? Samovar Baking? Oh, well, now, Frank, now, look here. I'm no expert on the stock market, you know. I don't like to give advice on... Oh, sure. I keep posted, but... Well, all right. I'll tell you what I do. I wouldn't buy that stock right now. Yeah, I know it's going up, but I understand the company's going through a reorganization and anything could happen. Now, if I had the money, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd wait until they got straightened out, and then I'd check with the brokers.
Where's Dad, honey? He's usually down long before this.
Oh, Dad's had his breakfast. He's in the den talking on the phone. Mr. Potter called to get his advice about some investment or something.
Investment? Dad? That's sort of like the blind leading the blind. Two old men. Tell me, does he get underfoot much, Joni?
Oh, of course not. Well, he's the sweetest father-in-law a girl could have. Anyway, he's out a good deal during the day.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I start on that state highway contract, we'll have enough money to build him that apartment over the garage we've been figuring on. It'll be better for all of us when he has a place of his own.
Shh. Don't let him hear you talk that way.
Well. Good morning, Larry. Good morning. I beat you to it today, didn't I?
Hmm? Sure did, Dad. You know, we were just talking about you.
Oh, that's so. Nothing bad, I hope?
You know better than that. I was just saying to Joni here, as soon as I start on that highway contract, we can build the apartment over the garage for you.
Oh, no hurry about that. Oh, say, speaking of highway contracts, son, I hear you've been buying a lot of new heavy equipment.
That's right, Dad. I can compete with the best of them now.
Fine. The deal's all signed, sealed, and delivered, eh?
Well, not quite, but it's in the bag. My political connections assure me it's as good as set.
Political? You mean you bought all this expensive machinery before you got the contract?
You don't understand, Dad.
You see, having the equipment is one way of proving to them that I can handle the job.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, with all this work coming up, son, don't you think it's about time you agreed to let me handle the office work for you? You know, the business end?
Now, Dad, let's not bring that up again.
You've done your life's work, Dad. For 30 years, you've worked hard. Now you're retired, and you deserve it, darling.
Besides, the way business moves nowadays, it'll make you dizzy.
Now, wait a minute, young man. Now, look, you know, just because I'm retired doesn't make me an old fossil.
Okay, Dad, okay. But you're still going to enjoy life from now on.
Oh, sure I am. But my idea of enjoying life isn't just sitting around in the sun. I'm just ready to cash in on what I've got, my boy.
Well, good for you, Dad. Well, I got to get out and make an honest dollar. See you tonight, honey. You too, Dad.
Oh, no, I guess Larry thinks old men are like old horses. Put them out to pasture.
Now, Dad, he doesn't think any such thing. Larry's just very practical.
Well, I wonder if he is. I wonder if he's so busy with the present he doesn't look to the future, you know, the way I've done. Unless he thinks about that, you know, old age is going to be an awful shock to him. Well, I've got to be off too, Joni.
Where to today?
I've got an appointment to meet Frank Potter at his broker's office. Somehow he feels that I can give him some practical advice. Morning, Frank.
Huh? Oh, Ed. I was waiting for you. Say, how can I ever thank you?
Well, thank me for what?
Well, just look at that board. That stock I was talking to you about, it's already weakening. Certainly glad you advised me against it.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help, Frank. That's what old friends are for. Yeah, you decided how you're going to invest that money?
No, gonna take the time. Depend on your judgment again. You're going to help me. Go on there, Ed. Let's go have a cup of coffee. One more pass will do it, Pete. Then you can move over to the other side.
Larry!
Huh? Oh, hi, Dad. Hi. What are you doing here?
I wanted to watch some men at work. Is that one of your new machines?
Sure is. How do you like it?
Oh, fine, fine. Only it seems to me like using a shotgun to kill a flea.
it's a mighty big machine to dig a little foundation there.
Yeah, I know. Just trying it out. What's on your mind, Dad?
Well, I just wanted to prove one thing to myself. It's pretty plain you've got your hands full out here on these jobs. All you can do...
Now, look, Dad, if you're going to make another pitch to run the office,
that's just what I had in mind, Larry.
Well, forget it, will you, please? I got a young guy all lined up, ready to come in and manage the office as soon as I start on the state contract.
All right. I just wanted to offer my services, that's all. See you at dinner time, son. Bye.
Dad, I... Can't he realize he's had it?
That you, Larry?
Yeah, it's me, honey.
You're late, dear. Come sit down. Dad's in his room. I'll have dinner on the table in just... Larry, is something wrong?
Yeah. Everything's wrong. I didn't get the state contract. They gave it to the Preston Company.
Oh, darling, no. Oh. Well, it isn't the only contract in the world.
Right now it is. I bought all that expensive equipment on time, against the retainer payment from the state. Oh. Without it, I can't pay. They'll reclaim it. I'll get the phone. Go ahead with your dinner, you and Dad. I'm not hungry.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son. Did I hold you up, Joni? Why, Joni, what's wrong?
Larry didn't get the state contract.
Oh, no. Oh, that's too bad.
It's worse than that, Dad. Now he can't make the payment on the new equipment, and they'll come and get it, and he'll be right back where he started with nothing.
Well, that does it.
What do you mean? Who called, dear?
Old man Preston. Adding insult to injury. Said he knew what a spot his getting the contract put me in. So he offered to buy me out. Take over the equipment and give me a job with his company.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do?
Take his offer, I suppose. What can I do? I'm over a barrel. After what I've tried to build up.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, son. Wait. Now, it seems to me the fly in the ointment is that new machinery you bought. Now maybe we can figure something out.
Oh, Dad, this is my problem.
Yeah, sometimes we can all use a little help, you know. How much do you need to meet that payment, son?
$6,500. The banks won't renew my loan. They don't think I'm a good business risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I tell you, don't you give Preston your answer until tomorrow morning. I'll need that much time. Excuse me, I want to make a phone call.
No. What can an old man like Dad do?
I don't know. But I do know one thing, Larry. In a lot of ways, he's a lot younger than we are.
Well, more coffee, Ed?
No, thanks, Frank. No, I think I'd like to get right down to business. Frank, what would you say if I told you I want to borrow $6,500 on a note?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say you got a chance to make good investment, something surefire.
Well, that's just about it. At least I think so. You see, it's for my son, not me.
Larry? The construction engineer?
That's right. He's got a good business, Frank, but he expanded a little too fast, that's all. Got too big for his britches, you know. Like young folks are apt to do. Now, if I could
Anything you say's all right with me, Ed. I'll make you a check. Bring the note over any old time.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you, Frank, very much. And make it payable to Larry Jennings, will you, please?
$6,500? Mm-hmm. You mean that Mr. Potter's loaning me this money without any security?
Oh, he has a security in your equity. But he has another kind of security, too.
But what?
A lot of experience, son, and a heart and mind that just didn't wither up and die at retirement.
Gosh, Dad, I wish I could be the way you are when I get to be your age.
You can, but you have to start getting ready for it now.
Dad, I'm only 32.
That's a good time to begin. You know where I got the idea? From the church, Larry, years ago. Surprising how many things you get from there.
Yeah, How'd I get so far away from the church, Dad?
Oh, well, a fella gets busy learning his trade and, you know, making a place for himself. You begin to think you own the world.
It really doesn't belong to anybody, does it? Guess it's about time I got back to home base.
Oh, that's good to hear, I'll tell you, because you you kind of got stuck on third base.
By the way, Dad, you're going to be running the office starting tomorrow.
Oh, now, wait a minute. How about that young man?
I changed my mind. I need somebody with more mature judgment and a keen mind.
You know, son, sounds like you're talking about me. Shut off that monster and get down from there. I've got something for you to sign.
Well, what is it?
Another little contract I was able to swing. Didn't want to tell you till it was set.
Here, let's see then. Subdivision streets and then... For $25,000?
That's right. Our biggest one yet, huh?
Wow, I'll say it is. But look here, Dad. Why don't you sign it?
I sign? Well, now, you know I can't sign for the company.
I guess you didn't notice a new sign on the equipment.
Well, no, I didn't. What do you... Jennings and Son Contractors. Well, what do you know about that? Oh, but, son, you don't have to show your gratitude like that, you know?
That's not gratitude, Dad. I can recognize a good businessman when I see one.
Oh, well, now I know you're talking about me.
And here again is your host, Robert Young. The story we've just heard is a strong reminder that we must never stop searching at any age for our true destiny under God. For me to do this, I need the inspiration and guidance of my church. We all do. I'd like to thank Charlie Ruggles, Barbara Ruick, and Dennis King, Jr. for sharing their talents with their church. And thanks to each one of you for being with us. Till we meet again, may the Lord bless us and keep us.
The Search has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.